Today I'm here with Brandon Orler, West Virginia cop. He took my second or third class ever, and we've been friends ever since. We talk on a regular basis. So I brought him in here just to kind of give you some perspective on his experience prior to street cop classes and then post street cop classes. Kind of throw it up to you and we'll bounce some things off each other.
Yeah, so prior to street cop, I was just a local guy. Really, honestly, the thing that everyone gets taught in the beginning is just what, like citations, you know, like go out and make a couple traffic stops. I was out writing like defective equipment tickets, speeding tickets.
Pissing off the entire community, basically. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, you're pissing off all your average citizens by doing that kind of stuff.
Most definitely. And I just remember like wanting to be able to do something more. Like I was like, man, this isn't what I really envisioned doing because I live in a low crime town of what I thought. Anyways. Right, right.
Hey, I mean, most cops sign up to arrest bad guys. A traffic citation is more an enforcement, and there is some safety aspect to it. But ultimately, our goal is to arrest really bad guys. Like, we don't aspire to go out there and mess with your average citizen on defective equipment and these types of things. Like, yeah, our goal, like, I don't know a cop ever that has said, I'm going to be the police officer to piss off my entire community by going and writing these smaller infraction tickets. If anything, I'm going to stop them, educate them, tell them it's out, have them fix it instead of having them come to court and pay $300 worth of tickets.
Exactly.
So we were all there. We all start there, kind of.
Yeah, but I just remember going online to look and try and find out what I could, you know, get myself into. And somebody, I'm not sure who, actually pointed me in the direction of street cop. And your videos and your episodes was like the first things that I saw popping up.
That's awesome.
And I just remember I had to do school zone traffic in the morning. So I had to sit there with my blue lights on in my community. And we're not allowed to do anything during that time frame except sit there with our blue lights on. And I would watch your entire full length episodes, sometimes over and over and over again, to try and just learn as much as I could.
And that's amazing. That so like me, you could tell me all day, like, this is what criminals do, this is how people act. But until I go out there and implement it and watch it and do it myself or see someone doing it, I can't learn that way. So the reason that I put those out there is I put myself in vulnerable situations to get ridiculed and all these things. But it's okay because of success stories, because there's many people that learn that same way where they have to see it and not just have it explained to them.
Oh, yes. And yours does just that on a repeat. I still look at them to this day. If they pop up, I still do.
That's awesome. How many years on the job did you have prior to coming?
Prior to coming to yours, I was actually only in law enforcement for 8 months.
I remember. It was super young.
And I remember going to my team, and I was like, hey, I want to go to this. And they're like, whoa, now. You have not even been in law enforcement for a year. But I kind of used like a little trump card I had on them. I got in a critical incident early in my career, and I was like, hey, you said if I could get one thing, this would be what it was. I was like, I want to go to Kenny's class. Can you please make that happen? So they did. And since then, it was a game changer.
Were you the first one from your PD? Because now I know that there's a bunch of people that follow it and implement and hang out with us all the time. So.
Yes, we have a running joke in the department. I take full credit for bringing street cop to my department.
That's awesome.
And everybody there since then is like, the elevation of like law enforcement tactics in our community is just skyrocketed.
That's awesome. I mean, I feel like that too, like competition, good competition with law enforcement. It's like, iron sharpens iron or whatever, you know? So yeah. Like if you bring one thing and then someone else is like competing with you, that always makes everything better. You elevate yourself and not in like a egotistical way. It's more like, I'm going to do something now. No, I'm happy for you, but now I want to do something better or equal, you know?
It's totally fun spirited competition between all of us. We like to throw our stats up there on like the board and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's a motivational driver. And I've had some of the newer guys that have come in and they look to me like kind of like how I look to you.
That's
almost
awesome.
In a sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, like I'm not even an expert on this. I'm just telling you, go and watch his videos. I could tell you what I see from you, but it's going full circle.
No, and that's amazing. So like, I have, you know, people that I've looked up to that I learned from and I've learned things and I've passed it on. And as long as this aspect of law enforcement continues to grow and continues to generationally not get lost in the mix of things with, you know, I'm not going to go into anything political, but, you know, political or bad admin or poor other, you know, like people that don't understand this aspect of law enforcement and perspective.
Which will happen with the way you do it, which is definitely going
to
happen.
You're going to have haters because they don't understand it. And the easiest way for them to combat it is not to like embrace it, to try to understand it. It's just to hate on it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in every aspect of, you know, any type of
especially
career.
Especially when you find success.
Yeah. Once you start to have success, they're all haters come out of the woodwork. It is what it is. And that's any professional. That's just not just law enforcement, but you're always going to have them. And then how's your admin? Are they pretty good or?
My admin actually at first in the beginning, nobody in our area has done quite anything like you have, especially on a consistency level. Like, yes, there has been big, obviously every dog has its day. There has been people throughout our area that have had a big load, but the consistency is what is so new to our area. So at first my admin was like, you know, they kind of wanted to know exactly what was going on. And at first, it required a lot of explanation from me and even to our prosecutors. They were like, whoa, 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 that doesn't sound cool. And then I'm like, here's what I'm learning. And it took a lot of just conversing and talking. And now I have 100% backing from my admin, like my chief, and especially even such as my town mayor.
That's awesome.
My town mayor will post about us and educate the community on if you do get stopped by a member of our CIU or anything like that, explaining what we're out looking for.
That happened with me too. So when I was doing, you know, just the whole interdiction aspect, it was all foreign, but I had really supportive administrations that were willing, not like just naysayers, that were willing to have a conversation. Same with the prosecutors, same with, you know, the community and the politicians, like very, very supportive community, very supportive politicians and prosecutors and so on. But it takes time. You go out there and do something that's foreign. As long as those people are open-minded to have that conversation, it goes amazingly far in your career. Now, if they're just closed-minded saying you can't do it, it kind of deters you from doing it. But the open-minded conversation, supported with case law, I mean, it's kind of hard for people to... It's hard for...
It's hard to argue. And the results, too, the consistency of it and everything being the same way.
You guys have been all killing it. So it's amazing work, man. It's love seeing it. That's kind of why I wanted to bring you on here, just because you're so young in your career, so early in my teaching career. And then I just see like the success you have, and I'm so happy for you guys, man. It's amazing.
I would say your class, I know everybody equates like, you know, the chevrons on the arm. Some departments are big on like, oh, you gotta have like all your 20 years in service before like you're this or that, or your 10 years in service. Your class took me from that first year in, and then now like I've only been in for 5 years, coming up on my 5 year mark too. In this area, I felt like I put years on my years of service patches without having them.
I'm glad, because that's ultimately my goal. Is I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I mean, it is what it is. And ultimately my goal is so the people that come and attend my class, they can avoid and almost accelerate 3 to 5 years without making the same mistakes. Like, hey, I fucked up. I made this mistake. Don't do this and this and this, but you can do this and this and this, and this is how you have success here. That's ultimately like my goal and my mindset behind it. Yes. So I'm happy, man.
That's exactly what it's done for me.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on here and having a conversation, bro.
Thank you, man.
If you ever need anything, let me know.
I would just say before your class, for one last thing, buying in kilos or pounds in our area was unheard of. And since taking your class, now we have local dudes reaching out to us whenever they want, you know, a whisper stop done, or they know that I've even had some federal agencies call us and be like, hey, we know you're out working right now. Do not stop this car. Like, I'm sure you're going to get reaction. Do not stop this car. And that all wouldn't be possible without you, brother.
Man, I appreciate your support and continued support, man.
So greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, man. You be safe.
Guys, if you're in an area where you're trying to get to our classes, but we're not close to you, fret not. We actually have on-demand training at streetcop.com. You can take that course online right now, and then you could attend that training in the future at no additional cost. You can redeem your voucher, so you get two for the price of one. We don't want to deny you the ability to take this training now, especially knowing that it can keep you safe, at a very minimum, putting bad guys in jail where they belong, and at the maximum, going home to your family. Check out streetcop.com for that offer.